This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
We're in the middle of a series on Passover, and while this is a joyful celebration for Jews, we also take its dietary guidelines and preparations very seriously. In Exodus chapter 12, we read, quote, "In the first month you are to eat bread made without yeast. For 7 days no yeast is to be found in your houses, and whoever eats anything with yeast in it must be cut off from the community of Israel." End quote. These instructions are very specific and serious. You may recall that the Israelites were in such a hurry to leave Egypt, they didn't even have time to bake bread. So they took the dough with them but baked it without yeast or leaven. The result was matzah, an unleavened cracker-like mixture of wheat and water. In fact, Passover is often referred to as the festival of the unleavened bread. Since Jews may not even possess yeast during this time, we clean the house before Passover begins and throw out any products that were made with yeast. Food products must also have rabbinic approval. These practices may seem strict, but for us Jews, the fulfillment of God's commands flows naturally from our love for Him and His Word, and our ties to Jewish history. Obedience to God has always been a critical way for people of faith to demonstrate their love for Him. Don't you think so?
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For a free collection of Passover recipes, please visit ifcj.ca/tasteofpassover.